Dreamscape presents Teas, Keys, and Mysteries by Summer Prescott, narrated by Mary Cross.
Chapter 1. A light essence of lemon and the full, rich aroma of bergamot drifted across the tea room as patrons chatted happily and sipped from a variety of ornate china cups, pausing occasionally to nibble at a small cake or pastry. Afternoon tea at Marcy's Tea Room had become something of a phenomenon. When Delaney Powers had inherited the shuttered tea room from her late grandmother, she'd been determined to restore it to its former glory with a bit of a casual twist. She wanted the tea room to be inviting and accessible, as well as beautiful, and had added some whimsical touches to what had once been a rather stuffy interior. When she'd had her grand reopening, there had initially been an influx of former patrons returning to Marcy's out of a sense of nostalgia. But, as word had spread, Lainey's efforts were rewarded with an increasing crowd of all ages, comprised of locals, tourists, and tea appreciators from the surrounding areas. Her new hometown of Iberdon, Vermont, wasn't exactly a bustling metropolis in general, but the tea room's stellar reputation spread beyond the borders of her small town, and the scores of tea sippers that came to visit kept Lainey hopping. Other merchants in town were equally pleased to see a new stream of customers flooding in, and Lainey had been welcomed with open arms, despite a rather rocky start when the town's mayor had been found deceased in her parlor. Lainey set a fresh pot of Earl Grey on a table near the front of the room and turned toward the entrance of the tea room, where she noticed the very first employee that she'd been able to hire, grinning from ear to ear. Carly waved her over to the hostess stand. "We're booked out through the weekend," the young woman announced proudly when Lainey approached. The kind-hearted and canny young woman, who had formerly been the cashier at Lainey's favorite thrift shop, had proven to be quite adept at charming the customers while serving the tea, pastries, and finger sandwiches that made up the bulk of the menu. She was definitely a patron favorite, even after an additional server had been hired, and had been able to seamlessly take charge of the tea room whenever Lainey needed to slip away for a bit. Carly was a quick study and had already learned how to order tea and other supplies, and had begun to help Lainey handle some of the accounting in the office as well. "Woohoo! That's fantastic! If this keeps up..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?